Blog Talk Radio.
Cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trusting that you was getting your praise on, you was preparing your heart and your mind, for you know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So we're trusting right now that you made your phone calls, you got your prayer list as we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all prayer lists is raised before you this day, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, praying one for another, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you this day, O God, for your will being done. For Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're just, merciful, and forgiving, Lord. And, Father, nothing happens, Lord, Father, other than your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every watchman, every leader that are standing in the gap this day, Lord, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I thank you for seeing the hedge of protection round about them, knowing, O God, that no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, I thank you and just glorifying you for hearing prayers today. I thank you for every prayer, Lord Father, that you have answered, Lord Father, and every praise report, Lord Father God. Father, that you have answered this day, Lord Father. Father, we take you not for granted, O God. We thank you for everything that you have done, doing, and about to do for us, O God. We thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, O God. We thank you, O God, for all, Lord, Father God, that you're about to do this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well, Lord. So, Father, as you look upon these prayer lists today, Lord Father, thanking you, O God, for your will being done, Lord Father God, hearing the prayers today of the righteous, Lord. Touch all those this day, O God, that are touching and agreeing with us, O God. Father, you know what they're in need of, O God. I thank you, O God, for the blood covering this broadcast, Lord Father, covering the airways this day, those that are listening, Lord Father God, to the broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you, O God, for the blood covering, knowing, O God, that everything that we need right now is in the blood, Lord Father, salvation, healing, Lord Father, peace. This day, O God, so many things, Lord Father, that we can find in the blood, Lord Father. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Barbara, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we speak peace, O God. We speak comfort this day, O Lord. Father, even, Lord, Father God, when she's feeling alone, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, for being that friend, Lord, Father. For, Father, you said you'll be a friend to the friendless, Lord, Father. For you are our friend, Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Willie and Cheryl right now as we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, we ask you for traveling mercies to and from, Lord, Father. Father, be their strength, Lord, Father. Be their guide, Lord, Father. Be their comforter this day, Lord, Father. Father God, be their way maker. Be all that they need you to be in this time, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie, Lord, and we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. O Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father, how you brought her out of the hospital. Father, we ask you, O God, to touch her body, as we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for every cell, every muscle, Lord, Father, every vein within her body, Lord, Father. Come subject to the word of God as we speak healing over her in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Carla right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her mindset this day, O God. Father, as we pray for her salvation, Lord, Father, she needs you, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorify you in advance, Lord, Father, for working it out on her behalf, O God. Touch her son Nicholas this day, O Lord, as we also pray, O God, for his salvation as well, Lord, Father. Father, we are thanking you and just glorifying you this day, Lord, Father, that they do not leave this earth, O God, and go to a Christless grave, Lord, Father. But remember, Lord, Father, who you are, Lord, Father. Father, and accept you into their heart, Lord, as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O Lord. Father God, touch those today, Lord, that are listening, Lord, those that would listen at a later time, O God. Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, Lord. Father God, for their salvation, Lord. Father, that they accept you this day. Repent, O God. O God, let them repent, O God, knowing that you're right there. You're just a breath away. You hear them, Lord. Father, you know their hearts, Lord, when they repent. Father, for you say you know us, Lord, Father, before we was even formed in our mother's womb, O God. So, Father, for those today that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Father, we pray, Lord, wherever they may be, O God, Father, that they repent this day, accept you into their lives, Lord, Father, that they may not go to a Christless grave, Lord. Father, we thanking you for just showing up and showing out, O God. We thanking you, O God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer, Lord, Father God, for us this day, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can open our mouth, decree and declare, Lord, Father God, healing, Lord, Father God, peace, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, O God, that you back your word, Father, and there is no doubt, Lord, in your word this day, O God. So, Father, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for every listening ear on this broadcast this day, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you for the blood covering, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you faith, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. Father, I thank you for seeing the hedge of protection, Lord, Father God, round about her, Lord, Father. Order her steps this day, O God. O God, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Charity this day, O God. For we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. And, Father, I thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering her, O God. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Caitlin, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you for the journey, Lord Father, that you have taken her on, that you are bringing her through, Lord Father. Father, she did not stay in the valley, Lord Father, for she is coming out of that valley, O God. We thank you for touching and healing her body, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching her, Lord Father, her spirit man, Lord. We thank you for those around her, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to keep her encouraged, Lord Father. Oh, God, we just sing your praises this day, Lord Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over this broadcast, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing and deliverance going forth on this broadcast, Lord Father. Whenever they listen, Lord Father, let, Lord Father God, your spirit take hold of them. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Father, for their acceptance, Lord Father, of you showing up and showing out in their lives this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trusting that you got your praise on, your prayer on, and you was touching and agreeing with us because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We are to pray one for another and take nothing and no one for granted. Take nothing and no one for granted because no day is promised to us. Every day that you wake up is a lesson. That's a gift from God. Now, what you do with it is a different story. What you do with it is a different story. How much of us today asks God to use us today? You know, do you say, Lord, use me today to be a light in someone's darkness, or use me today to be a blessing to someone? Do we think about others other than ourselves, or is just me, myself, and I this day? We serve an awesome and powerful God. He give us power. He give us authority that we can use his name. Sometimes we don't even take advantage of that. We don't take advantage of it. We take it for granted. We only know God when we're in trouble and we need help. But when things are going good, we don't know God. We go about our business. Can you even imagine if God began to treat us the way how we treat him? I know you hear me say that many times on this broadcast. How many of us are mindful today of others? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves and then just say, how do you think God feel about the way that we are handling people? And we're supposed to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. See, when word is coming forth, sometimes we don't want to hear the word because the word, it comes to correct, it's come to heal, it comes to deliver. It comes to set you free. However, the word at that present time is dealing with you. However, the word is coming. Accept the word today if it finds you where, you know, you're not being obedient to God. You're working contrary to what he tells you to do. Hey, Lord, forgive me to do this right. I cannot do it by myself. He said we have not because we have not asked him. We haven't even asked him to, Lord, come into our life. Lord, touch my body. Lord, what can I do today to bring a smile on your face? Questions, because we are afraid at times to hear what he's going to tell us. We serve an awesome God, people, and we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. It says, ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Let me read that again. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. Amen. That is so interesting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, the show is time to talk about it. How much of you today are going to call in and talk to me about it? The number to call in is 347-857-3925. And if you have a question, you have a praise report, a prayer request, go ahead and press the number one. That's for those of you that are listening on different devices. For those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number one. Let us begin to open our mouth and not be afraid. Not be afraid for anyone to know what God has done for us or what you're going through. And I know those of you that heard the broadcast last week, you know, how people play. But they don't understand it's not playing time, it's praying time. And ain't nobody mad but the devil when you begin to stand up and know who you are and who you belong to. And the enemy will come in and try to distract you, try to take you off course. But you know what? Stay focused today. Stay focused in your prayer life. Stay focused in your prayer life today. For those of you that don't have a prayer life, begin to develop a prayer life. The safest place to be in this time is in Christ. Develop a prayer life. For those of you that don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, this is the day, this is the time, this is the hour. Time is at hand, and it waits for no man. In Ecclesiastics, it tells you a time for everything. No one and nothing is exempt. Would your time today be in Christ, accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior? Would your time today be one of helping someone today? Take nothing and no one for granted. You do not know the time nor the day that he is going to call your name. Will you be ready? Will you be right? This is time now for us to stop playing and get serious today. Draw as many as you can out of that fire and into the peace of God. God is good. Ask him for that peace today. Ask him to come into your heart today. Ask him to use you today. Don't be afraid nor ashamed to call on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to talk to you about broken pieces. Broken pieces, and what good can come from broken pieces. We think because it's broken, that is so ugly, and God can't use you. But have you picture when you broke a nice, pretty vase, colorful vase? Let's just say colorful. We love colors. And you know, for you, you can't put them back together because you can't make that vase the way it was. You can't make that vase back the way it was. Why? Because it shattered in so many pieces. And you ever look at those mosaic pieces, how they are? I watched a movie where they take and they would go out and they would break glasses or plates, and they would pick up the pieces from it. And they would create things out of those broken pieces. You know, you glue them back together. They will never be the same. It will never be the same thing that it originally was. But a new thing is created from those broken pieces. A new thing. And when you put them, you begin to glue them, you know, back together and make whatever it is. It can be something that you can stick on your wall. It can be where you mix it in cement to make a walkway. You know, it is something new. And this is what God is there in our brokenness. He is there to put the pieces together. And when he put those pieces together, you are a whole new creation in him. Why? Because you're not who you used to be. And I'm not talking about, because some people will have some warped thinking, I'm not talking about him dismembering, you know, you dismembering your body and trying to put it back together. We're talking spiritually. Sometimes we have to be broken. Broken to know who we are in Christ, how much he loves us, knowing that he is right there, knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is right there, pieces back together. You may be going through a breakup of some form. God needs to put you back together. Because broken people, all they're going to do is continue to create other broken people. And that is what we don't want to do. Continue creating brokenness and, you know, over and over and over. You're going through the same thing over and over. We go through the same thing over and over again because we didn't learn the first time. We did not learn the first time. God is right there. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. But we're so busy listening to other people who say there is a God. Where is God? When you accept him into your life, he is now within you, operating within you, helping you. We are talking spiritual, not natural. And if you want to talk natural, you have a heart. But can you see that heart? You can see that heart within you. But you know that heart is in there. You know that heart is pumping blood. You know that is pumping blood to all where it needs to go. And you believe that there is a heart. Well, believe that God is within you this day. When you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, believe on the word as it comes forth today, because you're trusting in God. You're believing every word. When he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, when he said healing is the children's bread. You see, none of us is perfect. The perfect one, he came. He walked this earth for 33 years. He walked this earth without sin. And we are striving to be as that perfect one. When we accept Christ in our life, change operates within us. Look at Noah. Let's look at Noah. Was Noah perfect? No, he wasn't. Look at Adam. Look at everyone in that Bible that you are reading this day. Look at them. Because all of them, story of them. Look at the disciples. Each and every one of them, they were broken. They were broken, just as we are. We all are broken. But do we trust God? And it doesn't matter what nobody says. But do we trust God to put us back together? When we sin and we come before God asking for forgiveness, we're asking him to forgive us of our sins. And he put us back together. He is merciful. He's long-suffering. Let me tell you, he is so merciful to us. That when he put us back together, make us whole again, we still go out and do the same thing. We still go out and do the same thing. You tell your child, do not go outside. What do they do when you turn your back? You go outside. You correct them, but does that stop them from going back outside when you tell them don't? So we as parents think about how God feels when he tells us don't do something. Think about the emotion that you portray when you love someone, then think about God doing the same thing to you. See, we are here, and he uses his people, uses us, that we can go and, you know, we can hug our children, we can hug those that are in need of that hug.
we can talk to those that are in need of encouragement today. Always remember, God brought you out. Goodness and mercy was there with you. So when God says, go and embrace this person, go and just sit with this person, they are going through. Go sit. He don't have to tell you what they're dealing with. In you being obedient, things will be revealed to you. This world is broken. This world has turned their back against God. Look at the nations. Nations fighting against nations. You have different races of people fighting against each other. Why? Because of the color of their skin, because of their belief. This is all the broken pieces that is going on. It is a spiritual battle, but we are so busy fighting it in the natural. When you cannot fix something spiritually with natural stuff, you can't. You cannot. What is broken? Broken is violently separated into parts, having undergone, been subject to fracture, not working properly. Your phone, and I know many of you right now, including myself, are having problems with your phone. It's either you can't hear the, you know, the person on the other end is going in and out. Your phone, something is going on. It's not working properly. That's like us. We are not working properly. But when we ask God to come in, he begins to fix the things that are not working properly. He begins to fix the mindset that is not working properly. He begins to fix the heart that is not working properly. It have a malfunction going on in there. It's broken and needs to be fixed. What is pieces? It's a broken or irregular part of something that often remains incomplete. And it's right. It says a broken or irregular part of something that often remains incomplete. But with God, it is complete. Why? Because he is the one that puts you back together. He is the one that created a new creature in you, meaning the way that you're thinking, the way that you carry yourself. He is the one that is doing it when you allow him to do it. Because in those broken pieces, when you begin to glue them back together, you know, they have a glue that they will use, whatever they are creating with those broken pieces, again, it will never be what it originally was. But look at what they create. It's something beautiful. And when we come out of the world and come into the knowledge of Christ and accept him into your life, you are a new creature in him. You are a new creature in him.
I mean, the feeling that you get, knowing that God got you, no matter what it is that you're going through, he is right there. So no matter what sickness that you're going through, what issues on your job or wherever that you're going through, call upon God. Ask him this day to help you, because you cannot do it yourself. You cannot do it yourself. You need help. And some of us are so prideful that we don't want to ask for help. And I'll be the first to tell you, I have no problem talking about me, prideful, to ask for help. Ooh. I didn't like asking for help. I did not like asking for help, because when you ask people for help and then they have to turn around and say, well, I did this. Remember when I did this for you? And they're not, they're talking at you now. And they're talking that everyone around you know what they have done for you. Now, I tell people, when you do something for someone, you do it out of the kindness of your heart, or don't do it at all. Don't do it at all. And when I do for people, I do for them. I don't look for nothing in return. That's who I am. I will help any and anybody that I can. But me asking for help, that was something I was like, no. But now, when I need help, I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to ask for help. Now, whether they decide to help me or not, that's a different story. And that is okay as well. I speak to God. And I say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your peace. Lord, I need your guidance. And he will place whoever in your path for whatever it is that you ask him for. He will place them right there. God uses people, obedient people, that when he says, go to this person and do such and such, sit with them, listen to them. When I say open your mouth, open your mouth. How much do you believe today can give you the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that passes all understanding? God wants to heal our brokenness. But are we stiff-necked enough that we're not hearing God? We're not hearing when he sends someone to you. We're not even hearing them. How many of you have went to church and the leader tell you what God is saying? And I mean talk to you directly, prophesy to you and say, God said to turn from what you're doing. How many of us pay attention? We don't. Some of us don't. Why? Because they will look and they will say, they may say it out loud, or I know they're probably saying it to themselves, not me. That's not me. I don't know what they're talking about. And a lot of leaders use wisdom when the word is coming forth. But one thing you don't want to do is act the fool and think God won't expose you, because he is. He is merciful. He's loving. He's long-suffering. Correction, just like you correct your children. Don't think God is not going to correct you. Do not think because you're in Christ that you think it's okay to sin and you will not be punished for it. Sin is sin. God couldn't look upon his son. He took on the sin of the world. He buried all when they hang him on that cross. And you know when you're going through something, the first thing they'll say, oh, where is your God now? I thought you believed in God. How could he let you go through this? But in you going through, you're becoming as you're going through that process, and God is there with you. Look at yourself. I told you all, had anyone tell me I would be doing this, I'd be like, not me. Anyone tell me that I would be talking about, you know, spreading God's word or anything, I'd be like, nah, not me, you know, because you look at stuff that you've been through and you is like, God can use me. God can use me because I did this, so I did that, you know. You know, I'm sick, so God can use me in my sickness. Devil is a liar. God use whoever he choose. Whoever he choose, he will use. But are you that willing vessel for God to use you today? Are you? See, in Psalms 34, verse 18, it reads, the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of them that trust in shall be desolate. Are you trusting God today? Are you depending on God today in your brokenness, whatever you are going through today? Are you trusting God? Because he can put those pieces back together. God created a masterpiece with those broken pieces, that when they look at you, they can't believe that you're the same person. You're not the same person. You are not the same person. Even your outward appearance, countenance are different. That people will look at you and want to know, you know, oh, did you have a facelift? Did you have, you know, they're going to look at you to try to figure out what it is about you. Some are even afraid to ask because of what they say about you. But God, your defender, the one that puts you back together again. I tell you, you're glowing. You have a brightness about you. Your speech change. Everything change. That's the God that we serve. Nothing is too hard for him. So I'm telling you today, it doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. Lay all your broken pieces today before him. And trust the process as he's taking you through it. Trust that process today. And people will look at you in awe. Because the person that you used to be, you are not that person no more. You are not that person no more. And some can't handle that masterpiece that God created. Too bright for them. They know that they have lost that battle of tearing you down, of whatever the enemy used them to oppress you. But God, the God that we serve, know who you are in Christ today. Know who you are in Christ today. When he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You shall not want for nothing, but do you believe? Do you believe today? He is everything that you will ever need. He will put you back together. You went through a divorce, he will put you back together. You lost your job, he will put you back together. All these little broken pieces, all of them. You've been abandoned. He will put you back together and create a masterpiece. He will create a masterpiece. And he will use you to create masterpiece also in others. Be that willing vessel today. Be that winning vessel. That vessel that God can use. That he will continue pouring into you. That you will want for nothing. Be obedient today. God is love. God is merciful. God is just. And God can use you. Allow him to put those pieces together. Allow deliverance to come forth today. Time is at hand. He waits for no man. And Jesus at the door, knocking, will you open today that he can mend those broken pieces, putting them back together, making that masterpiece that he know that you are today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for the word coming forth. I thank God today for all those that would allow God to put those pieces back together in their lives. Put the pieces back together and make that masterpiece.
there is no loss in God. None. Things that you think that you have lost, there is no loss in God. Trust in Him today. Trust the process as it's happening. Read the Word. Spend time with God today. Have that relationship with God. You say, but I'm so broken, I can't. Listen, just stop. Just stop and say, Lord, I need you. I can't do this without you. I can't do this without you, Lord. I need you. I need you. Lord, I have a habit that I can't break. I've been trying and trying, and I keep messing up. Lord, I need you. You're the only one that can help me. And when you allow him to do so, whoo, devil, look out. Look out. Because he's going to show up, and he's going to show out. Allow him this day to make the change in your life and put the pieces back together, that you don't go around hurting other people and creating more broken people. And pray. Pray. Develop that prayer life today. Amen. Again, I just thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. I thank you for those that tune in live, those that tune in on other devices. We appreciate you here. We thank you for taking the time out. We thank you that the word that you hear, you just don't hear it, but you apply it to your life. You make corrections when the word is to come to correct you, the word that come to warn, prepare. You know, you take the word personally. You go and search out the word in the Bible. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of what it is that you're reading. Ask him to reveal it to you. Break it down to you that you know without the shadow of a doubt that it is God that is talking to you and that is using you. Amen. I know you say the broadcast is until 10:30. I know. But today is a day that we're cutting the broadcast short. And I just thank you all for tuning in. But tune in tomorrow and hear awesome man of God. Go ahead and tell your friends to tune in. And if you have a question, you know, a prayer request, a praise report, come on, join us. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1. Amen. Till then, you be blessed.